Well, okay, come on over. Hey, you know, there's a lot, God is in the business of messages, sending us messages. And in a few minutes, we're going to hear the story about Philip, who was whisked off, seemingly very, very strangely, almost like the transporter machine, whisked off from one place to another because he met somebody along the road that needed to hear some good news. And we don't know his name, but he was from Ethiopia. He was a eunuch, and he served in the court of the Candace, which was sort of a ruler inside Ethiopia. It wasn't a first name. It was the ruler. It was a title, the Candace of Ethiopia. So the messages that this dear person needed to hear were quite unique. And I have a few messages here on the board just to sort of summarize what these are, what we learned from our Ethiopian eunuch. And here's one of them. What does this say? Jesus loves everyone. You know, this man from Ethiopia didn't believe that until he heard the news from Philip that Jesus loves everyone. There's another message that we learn. And he wants us to show God's love to everyone. And so a way we can do that is to know that, is do this. I am kind to others. You know, when we're kind of rude or unfriendly to other people, we all have those days. Boy, I know I've done it. But when we're really thinking clearly and we're in our best place, we want to be kind to others, not just because it's a good thing to do, but because we reflect God's kindness and love for us. So to wake up every day and know that we need to be kind to each other is really, it sounds simple, I know, but listen, it changed this man's life when you hear the rest of the story. Yeah, this is another message that we learn from Philip meeting the Ethiopian today. What does that say? I am loved. This Ethiopian didn't really feel loved, but Philip told him the story about Jesus, and now this is a story he could carry back home and know that he is loved. And it means no matter who sees this sign, it's true for them. Whoever says, I am loved, knows that not only does God love them, but there's probably other people in your life that love you too, and that God wants us to share that love with others. And finally, another way that we could do it is this one. I am fair. A lot of times, you know, people think God's in the judging business, just wanting to make people's lives miserable, saying things. Oh, don't do that, don't do that. I'm watching, be careful. But, and God does watch over all things, and God does want us to be careful. But God especially is a God who shows grace and impartiality. We can't be that generous, but we can be fair to other people. But God is more than fair, because despite what we have done, even because of what we've done, God sent Jesus as an atonement for our sins so that we could know God's love every day. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you give us messages, special messages just for us, and also ways for us every day to remind ourselves of what is true, affirmations of truth. And so we thank you that you've invited us to know that Jesus loves everyone, that you want us to be kind to others, to know that we are loved and fair to those we meet along the way. In Jesus' name, amen.